town just like Rich Phillips during an upcoming Desperados home game. Go to theticket.com and register to be a guest announcer. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is 4:13. This is the Hardline here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Successful blizzard.
Mm-hmm. We're at Motion Cycle Sports today, Plano Road and LBJ, where we have Rough Riders tickets for you to win. We're also
have
giving
they won
away.
Have a game yet?
I don't think they have. Well, they started the year off with a road trip. They won a couple.
Struggling.
We're also giving away NFL draft preview DVDs.
What is that? T-Bar was showing you that. Who the hell would want one of those?
It's probably like isolates like the top 30 players and shows their college highlights and stuff.
Well, it says they bring the draft to life through more than 80 minutes of extensive couches film.
Oh, couches. Coaches, you mean?
I guess that is what that means. An insightful analysis backed by a pulse-pounding NFL film soundtrack. No, there's the Gordon laugh.
Couches?
Yeah.
That should have been my line, Ryan.
It should have been.
It would have been a lot more funny.
No, it was still funny. We'll review that later.
You know what? I'm going to deem this the most boring DVD ever put out.
Why?
Because there's no way. That has just got boredom written all over it. The draft preview.
If you like,
this is great.
Come out here and get one.
If you like the draft, it's not.
That's okay, then good. I want you to take that home and look at it.
All right, I do like the draft.
Gosh, there is no way that you would watch that. There is not a chance in hell you'd watch that.
All right, time to stop down for a little bit of
Entertainment News View.
This is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and the Metropolitan Downtown Tavern. So, let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's bring on the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality in Dallas and crazy Fort Worth combined. Here is Cobra.
Great, I didn't catch your name.
Snake.
Angela, Snake's here.
By the way, you know what's on Oprah right now?
What?
One of the four is tuned to Oprah, now that you guys aren't here?
Tom Cruise or John Travolta?
No, it
or
is
Julia Roberts.
It is the entire cast of Everybody Loves Raymond, and right now they're featuring the lovely Patricia Heaton.
Not that great.
She's hot.
Boy, Greg, you love her, don't you?
God, I love her.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Tomorrow she's going to have the entire cast of Hot Dog the Movie.
Has she got a better dress on than she had on Leno the other night?
Will Squirrel have his sunscreen on?
He might.
No, you know what? She looks real conservative here. Looks like she's, you know, she's got a body. She needs to use it.
Oh,
to Oprah?
Isn't she in her late 40s?
Patricia Heaton. She's probably about 45, 6. God, Jumps. I would, in a minute.
What would you do to that?
Hey, hold on. That.
What else?
That's it.
Has she ever
I don't know any
before?
Other move. Seriously, I'm like a one-trick pony when it comes to that.
What about...
No, none of it.
That bitch
what about AP?
No. I just go for the gusto and then I'm done.
How long does that take?
Minute.
I'm right there with you.
So there would be no AP involved in that?
None.
Like 10 seconds of AP?
Nothing.
All right, done.
And by the way, Mike, did you watch Pam Anderson on Leno the other night?
No.
You missed her?
Yeah, I did.
God, I almost called you, but I thought for sure you'd be watching
it. Well, you should have called me.
Well, I figure you have tabs or, you know what's going on with the Uber babe of America.
No.
Oh, yes.
Ed Bark gave that new show a D.
Stacked. I'll be the judge of that.
Awful.
I'll see how bad it is. Joan Rivers was, I guess she's got a TV show over in Britain because America pretty much won't give her anything. Although, once again, with the work she's had done, it's not that bad.
Stand back, burrito.
She's over 55, too.
Stand back, burrito!
For an old lady, not that bad.
By the way, America's getting it wrong on Idol, man.
What happened?
They voted Nadia off last night. She's really good.
Really?
Yeah. So who's going to win?
My God.
David Coverdale-looking guy?
Yeah, he's still in.
Isn't his name like Bice or something?
Yeah, Bo Bice.
What a fake name that is.
But the favorite is Constantine.
What about the big fat guy? Is he still in it?
Expo.
I'm not sure. You mean the Rich Phillips look-alike?
Yeah, he looks like fat Rich Phillips.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to knock you off
no,
the Joan Rivers story.
Trust me, E-News is short today anyway, so any interruption is welcome.
I tried to call my sister last night. and she immediately picks up the phone and is like, call me back. I'm watching Idol. I was like, okay. Whatever.
Well,
Mike,
you need to be watching it, too.
That would have been her one shot for the day. I wouldn't have called back.
Just think, we could have Idol talk every week.
Yeah, we could.
Good gosh.
But I choose to watch quality television, like The Shield, which I'm proclaiming not only the best show on television,
It
is already in the top five of television shows ever.
It's damn good.
Man, it is unreal.
Have you seen this week, Crunch?
No, not yet. I haven't. It's damn good, but let's hold off on that just a tad.
Why?
No. I like it. I look forward to this more than The Sopranos.
So do I.
Come on.
And even now, what about that storyline they got going now?
Oh, my God.
Did you crack up when he sang
Like the Wolf? Come on. Hey,
yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Well, that's not giving away anything.
Well, that's enough.
The
Shield
is the best show on television right now.
No
period.
Question.
Without doubt.
No question about it.
What the hell are you eating?
You said that on a Scott Mayo after school special.
Got me a blizzard.
Sound like you had a freaking boiled egg in your mouth.
Eating a little blizzard, talking about
anyway,
The Shield.
Anyway, Joan Rivers, on her Britain TV show, had Bridget Nielsen on. Bridget Nielsen, the star.
That is the most torn-up woman in the world.
She's the star of Flava Flav and what's the show called?
Strange Love.
Are they really a couple?
No, they're not. She just got married to that guy that she ditched.
Yeah, she got married to a real nice-looking young guy.
Yeah.
Is he short?
No.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were put on by that whole thing.
So that was a fake?
That whole thing was staged.
Oh.
It couldn't have been.
It was. We were put on by it.
Well, anyway, Nielsen is being interviewed, and she stormed off the set after Rivers questioned her about her druggy past and her serial marriages.
Well, she had to have a cigarette.
Nielsen unleashed a stream of curses.
They were inseparable.
In Italian at Rivers, who responded by calling Nielsen the C word.
Well, Chuck?
No.
Nielsen finally returned only to walk out a second time. Rivers says...
Joan Rivers wins. Anytime you drop that nuclear bomb word, you win.
She says, I did call her a C, but she said a lot of things to me in Italian. It was wonderful. Great TV. It turned into a real catfight. She turned off with that midget boyfriend of hers. I asked her why she bothered to come on the show in the first place. She was very fuzzy and all over the place, but I don't think it was drugs. She kept denying everything. I think she misunderstood a lot of my questions.
She was high on nicotine.
We're going to air it immediately. She was high on her wrinkles. You noticed those...
For Joan Rivers. At least she said, yeah, I called her that. You bet.
See, that's what women who smoke... For some reason, men who smoke don't look this bad, but women who smoke, and I'm talking about smokers, like a couple packs a day, not like a casual one...
They were inseparable.
With your glass
of... Women who smoke and really dig it.
Right. I mean smoke.
You know, we're not talking about those who might have the occasional American spirit while drinking or some such.
Right. Or talking with their husbands about radio.
Right.
But
what does that mean?
We're talking about the two or three pack
a
day.
I don't know.
Rush Limbaugh's wife.
Oh.
And
he doesn't have a
wife. He's not married.
Women get those lines around their lips because they're so used to.
It looks like they have a drawstring. It looks like they have a drawstring in them.
In their mouth and their lips.
Yeah, right. They're used to puckering up and sucking.
Boy, pull that.
Suck it.
He did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
He's trying to make a drop for himself so he can be hip and cool.
Hey, kids, look at me.
Look at me. Look what I said the other day.
Buck her up and suck it.
You ever seen a woman's purse? It's like drawstring at the top.
Do you hear
that's
that, Jordan?
That's what their lips look like.
Tell your boyfriend I said, puck her up and suck it.
That's nice.
Trying to address that 18 to 34 crowd. I'm Mike Ryder.
Hit them hard that time.
That's right.
Well, hey, I got to do something to make me hip to them.
Yeah.
Shock jock.
I have Woody Page syndrome.
You guys like Blink 182? I do.
And Jimmy Eat World. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Now that kicks ass. Hey.
Here's a ranch report.
You want to get loaded? Maybe screw later?
But why don't guys get that? Like old guys.
Because they can grow mustaches and cover it up.
I think they do.
Not like her. She's got, like, she's puffered up and done that so much that her whole face is wrinkly.
Yeah, you could hide coins in her face.
You could.
Coins?
Yeah. That's right.
You put like a quarter in there and she could carry that around like a coin purse in her face.
Hmm.
She is one torn up bitch, man.
Wow. Speaking of making drops.
Well, I think we already have it.
One torn up bitch.
See?
And we got that like eight different.
Oh. Boy, that's one torn up bitch.
Greg.
It's 424
and
on the
ticket.
And
you know what? She used to be hot.
Oh, no.
And now, it's time for the Jay Hilton sister update.
Oh, this
satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Ryder, who abnormally obsesses over the slut known as Paris and Nikki.
I do not.
Now, here's your host, Snake.
God. I was going to the Silver Fox update.
Hey, kids.
By the way, I saw a picture of her the other day.
Yeah?
She is really hot.
Oh, God.
Yes, she is. I don't care what you guys say. She is very pretty.
You know what? Just throw her out there with no makeup on in the morning after a night of boozing it up,
okay,
pilling it up.
Okay, well, what girl does look good in the morning? Think about it.
My wife.
Shannon Tweed.
I guarantee you she
Shannon
does not.
Tweed?
That's, yeah, after Gene Simmons has rolled around on her all night.
Breathing fire on her and spitting blood?
Yeah, I bet she looks real good in the morning.
Impaling her with that axe base?
Do you think he always has that snarl on his face, you know? Like
walking over with his Satan boots?
Can you imagine his face of determination?
Oh, God.
Satan rules this world.
No girl looks good in the morning. It's a known fact.
You have a chance because Paris Hilton needs a new friend because supposedly her and Nicole Richie are on the rocks.
Oh, no.
Supposedly, Nicole is trying to find a replacement for Richie on The Simple Life.
Yeah, because it can go on without Nicole Richie. It can't go on without Paris Hilton.
No. And she needs a new playmate, Mike.
I've got one for her.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it? Mike and Paris Hilton.
The pimple life.
Who?
They should get like somebody older like Shannon Doherty.
No.
I like the idea of Ryan.
Shannon Doherty would tear her up.
That's what I mean. That's why it'd be good.
She'd carry around her dog. Mike carry around Digger everywhere.
Yeah.
You think Digger would behave?
That'd last until Digger ate her dog.
You think Digger would behave for a TV show?
No, Digger would not. Digger won't behave for anything.
And we see Mike walking around with one of those cigarettes with a cigarette holder.
The long one.
Like Truman Capote.
Right.
No, I don't think that's what you'd see.
Nicole is going to stay with Fox. She's going to work on a newlyweds-like reality show with her fiancé, DJ AM.
Mike Ryder.
Yeah.
Mike Ryder.
That's his name.
DJ. Why is this all aimed at me today?
This is my fiance.
Hey, don't
DJ
you know the hammer's
DJ
over here?
AM.
DJ AM.
He's just.
Quit aiming stuff at me.
What?
And do you, DJ AM, take?
Grego, I got a big chuckle today.
Oh, yes.
I was trying to read Echo, the lawn equipment, they're back on board, and I was trying to read these tags for certain stores that carry Echo products, and one of the stores is called Hammer's Hardware. And it took me about 10 minutes to fight through. I couldn't say it without dying laughing.
Why?
Because you're the hammer.
It's a quality store.
Hammer's Hardware. Anyway, so yeah. We got that going for
it. The hammer.
Does that your neighbor appear in these spots again?
Hey there, Corby.
I think he does.
Excellent.
I think a lot of them do.
Good gosh, that energy drink.
What?
That's a weird segue.
I drank one of these energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
My head's about to blow off my shoulder.
Really? You tweaking?
Yeah.
Do you have a Red Bull?
No, it's something else called Nitro.
It's Dr. Bold.
I'm telling you.
Danny, we forgot to do that.
What?
Go around to the grocery store and look at knockoff stuff.
Oh, that's timeless.
It is.
Whoops.
Grego, you'll be happy to know that Prince Rainier of Monaco made all of his children very rich, except for one. He gave Prince Albert and Princess Caroline more than $1 billion each.
He had a Prince Albert?
He didn't give his...
Yeah, he gave him a can to live in.
Oh, dear.
I thought he might have got a ring.
He had a Prince Albert?
I thought he might have got a ring on his ding dong.
Prince Albert and Princess Caroline
each
get a billion.
Prince Albert,
yeah,
you
dong.
Yeah. Put a ring on your ding dong. Why would you want to do that?
For fun.
Well, good God, I can't think of anything worse than having a ring dangling from your ding dong.
You do it to impress your kids.
Really?
Yeah, they think you're hip.
Right.
But Princess Stephanie, the third child, only got $30 million.
My daddy is so cool.
And the other two got a billion?
Yes. Stop it. And she got $30 million.
You know, I bartended a private party
Stop
one
it,
time.
Stop it, idiots.
I bartended a private party one time, and she was there.
Who? Princess Stephanie?
Princess Stephanie.
Hot?
Red
What's
hot.
The matter with you?
This was like 1981 or 82. And she was in Dallas at the time, and I bartended a private party.
Uh-huh.
And she was smoking hot.
Really?
Yes. I can't recover.
Nice. Well, yeah, for some reason, she only gets $30 million because I guess she had some romantic scandals that left the Monaconians all in freakout stages.
Yeah. You know,
that's a way to punish her. Give her only $30 million.
Right. But you know what, though? $30 million versus a billion, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
I bet she's pissed.
Yeah, she'll be on the streets before long.
Are these Grace Kelly's kids?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
So they are hot.
Oh.
Well, Princess Caroline is.
Well, you know what? Neither one of those have really stood the test of time. I think that Princess Stephanie, I think she's like 41 or 42. And
well, how old's Princess Caroline?
Probably 46. And then the brother's in the middle.
Well,
that brother has been like to every Olympics. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Not everyone, but in the past, both winter and summer.
Doing what?
Just
going.
Weird, like bobsledding. And then he did something in the Summer Olympics, fencing or something. Because they don't have a lot of people in that country. So since his dad owns the country, he's like, okay, well, I'm on the Olympic team. I get to do this.
Did you guys know that Billy Idol's big hit, Rebel Yell, the only reason it was written is because he was at a party, a birthday party for Mick Jagger back in the 80s. It was Jagger was given a bottle of whiskey called Rebel Yell. And the Stones were all gathered around fascinated by the name. And Billy Idol whipped out a notepad and started jotting down their one-liners and jokes about the booze, and he turned it into a song.
And I've never heard that.
That big power ballad from Billy Idol, those are all jokes that the Stones told.
Why is this just now coming out?
I don't know.
Isn't this story about 25 years old?
I wonder if they want some residuals on this.
I highly doubt it.
Why not?
God, Billy Idol was such garbage rock.
What's wrong with Billy Idol?
I love this song.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's wrong with
this? White Wedding?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's total 80s garbage rock.
No, it's not.
It is not.
Well, you don't like Billy Idol.
God, why do you put down the 80s so?
Because they suck. Because
you didn't live in it.
I did too live in it. I graduated high school in the 80s.
Not really.
Hey, not really.
Well,
can you bring my diploma?
Kind of some.
88.
Whatever. Huh. I guess you did, didn't you?
Yeah, and I did. And I did.
Wow!
All right, we got to go.
Damn it.
All right, a member of the Leering Press has an issue. We'll buckering up next. And sucking.
Oh, our turnarounds are big time now.